Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Finally, roadshow season underway, and it is roadshow number one in Springfield at Max's Swing Lounge. Roadshow number two coming up in a couple weeks. We will be at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. But right now, we are joined by the defensive coordinator at the University of Massachusetts, Jared Kite. How you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Great. I want to get to Wiggy's kids,
starting hot,
or as we refer to him as a sports parent, Dion. But we've been talking a little bit about Tennessee. I don't know if you heard the show this morning, but they're going to have a I call it a payroll.
Texas.
We're gonna they're gonna have a payroll of $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good or bad for college football?
You know, I think the players, I think it's right they're getting paid, you know, and different levels are going to have different pay levels. You know, so I think opinions are going to vary, good or bad. I think it's the right thing that they're getting paid. So, you know, that's my opinion.
Does it change the player? Like, do they change when they get that money? They get it now before, you know, you still have to wait. You still have to work to get to the NFL to get the money.
Yeah, I think naturally, you know, an 18 to 22-year-old getting that level of money, certainly there's going to be some changes in life. But I think the foundation around them, the culture that's built, you know, the family support, I think all of those things come into play. So, you know, when you have those things, I don't think you see that much change.
Does it change at all their relationship with the coach? Because I always think before they were getting paid, and I'm with you, I want them to get paid, but if they're now making more than some coaches, does it give them an upper hand that they didn't have before?
You know, in my experience, when the relationship is there, you don't see that as much. So I think it starts there. You know, if there isn't a relationship, I think it truly becomes a business where, if, you know, in college football, you're building relationship between coach and player, player to coach. I don't think you see much.
That was an issue with Brockton. Wiggy was making $100K. The kids were making nothing.
Right. Yeah, well, the high school kids. But I would say that's the great thing about what I'm loving about UMass now is the culture and the relationship between coaches and players, and they're doing a great job. And the biggest thing is transparency, and that's something that I've seen that you guys have really brought in, accountability, transparency, and culture. And if you have coaches like that, I don't think there is an issue. But UMass, that's what it looks like you guys are building on.
Yeah, I'm happy you said that. That's where we want to start. You know, I think if you have – a care level, and the kids know that you're coaching them hard, that's when you're going to see the most growth. So I think it starts there, and winning's in the details. So, you know, coaching up every detail and passionately, but with a care level that the coaches know that, you know, the players will have their back and vice versa.
You use the word start, which I think is a great word. We're not going to leave until you guarantee that your main junior will start. And I just want you, have you heard of Tom Brady?
Say it again.
Have you heard of Tom Brady?
Of course.
Okay, so Tom Brady right now is the, you know, greatest football player of all time. But without a Wiggins starting, he may not be doing anything but selling insurance. So Jermaine Jr. and Jaden, they could be your Tom Brady that you put in there, and then you're the next head coach of Auburn.
I love it. They had a great spring. Yeah. So we have something to build off.
Yeah. The only thing that, and they do a great job, is just it's all about opportunity. And once you get your opportunity, it's up to what you do with it. And that's the thing that I think that, you know, any parent who sends their kid to college, it really shouldn't be about the money. I know money's part of it, but the thing that I always taught my kids, and I think the thing that UMass, it's about the relationship with the coaches and the coach, head coach and coach A. Let me see if I can get it right. Harzasemiak?
Harris Simiak.
Harris Simiak, the head coach. So, and you know what Coach Kite is doing. It's about that relationship that they have is more important than money and that kind of thing. Because everybody wants the goal. You know, I always say NIL, but everybody wants the NFL goal. But you need to have a great relationship with your coach so he'll vouch for you with those scouts.
Right, and the right last name.
Unless you're Shador.
Were you surprised that Shador fell as far as Shador fell?
I honestly didn't have as much time to track, you know, all of that. I was a little bit surprised just seeing, you know, all of the media and where they projected him to be. Didn't think he would fall to where he did. But there's obviously, you know, owners and GM saw a reason or whatever it might be for him to fall to there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we have to do? Because back in the 90s, we had UMass BC, the Commonwealth Classic. It was awesome. It was the Garden. It was really the only good thing at when the Fleet Center opened. We're BC people, Courtney and I. And, you know, BC gets a good crowd when they're good. You know, they're in the ACC. But UMass has been in D1 for how long now? And how do we get this region that got so into UMass basketball, how do we get this region into college football? Because people love college football. We watch college football. It's just it hasn't translated to the fan interest in the region.
Yeah, I think, you know, our start here is we've built a level of excitement, right? We haven't played a game yet, so I think just getting out in the community, you know, promoting ourselves and getting around and showing the new UMass and getting out. And obviously it's going to come down. We got to play good football. I think we're in a good situation moving into the MAC conference. You know, we're going to have some stability. We're going to be the furthest northeast school in the MAC, which is going to help us in our recruiting trail. So I'm excited about the future of UMass, and I think it's going to start. You know, we're carrying momentum from the spring. We're going to carry it into the summer, into camp, and hopefully play good football in the fall.
I want to drive out, make the trip out, and see Wiggy's boys play. What should we circle schedule-wise?
Say it again.
What game should we come out? When should we come out?
I think the first game. I think you should be there for Temple.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Every game. I'll be there for every game. Okay. What does it mean? Because
Does Wiggy coach from the sidelines?
He hasn't. No.
No.
Sure?
Not that I've heard. I wear the double heads.
Yeah, I stay far away from that. I stay far away from that. But you talked about being in the MAC, and, you know, a lot of fans around here have known UMass to be independent and how tough that was. What does it mean actually for the program and the opportunity of being actually now in a conference? What will that mean for UMass moving forward?
Yeah, I think it helps us in our recruiting imprint, you know, really being in the Northeast and recruiting this area, knowing that guys are going to stay in the area and play close. I think the stability in conference schedule, playing similar opponents and having common opponents from year to year so that we can study and prepare. You know, I think it's just an exciting time for our school and our program to get that type of stability. You know, we're still going to play a couple big games a year. We'll have the non-conference schedule, but to have a conference to play in week in and week out, I think is really going to be good for us moving forward.
All right. Well, it's up to you to get both of the Wiggins.
And that's up to them to do it.
I didn't even finish my sentence. But anyway, good luck. We can't wait for this season. And how about a round of applause for UMass?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Great job. We will take a quick break, but we will be right back at a roadshow in Springfield on WEEI.